And welcome everybody to another Mark Bishop show. Well, tomorrow, Memorial Day, Armed Forces Day is approaching too. American Legion National Commander Daniel J. Seehafer, he's asking again for all Americans to be the one to stop veteran suicide. Daniel J. Seehafer, you say preventing veteran suicide is more than a goal for the American Legion. It's a mission. You do not have to be a professional therapist to listen to a veteran and to empathize with feelings of isolation, depression, or hopelessness. What say you, sir?
Absolutely. Thanks once again, Mark. It's always a pleasure to be here, but absolutely be the one. Be the one is more than just a campaign, more than a catchy slogan. It is truly a mission. We want to be that one, to save a veteran because life is important to us, especially in the veteran community. You know, when we talk about the suicide numbers, I want to give our listeners this statistic. 135,000 veterans have taken their lives since 9/11. You know, that is more than all the deaths combined from Korea to the present. That
Well,
is staggering.
that's
That's a
absolutely
crisis.
shocking, isn't it? It's ridiculous to come back
Yes,
after serving your
absolutely.
country. You know, suicide prevention, I mean, there's no doubt about it that it is the top priority for the American Legion. You do so much other good work, and there's so many other niches and areas you're involved in, but this is number one. Well, what can be done to stop veterans from taking their own lives? I mean, it's more than a slogan. It's, as you say, it is a campaign. It is dedicated to the cause. It's been running a while now. What are you getting as feedback? What are people doing?
Well, what we are doing is we are now honing in on our second phase, really. And before we just had a little simple saying where we said, ask, listen, outreach. We're still pushing that, you know, where we're, but the whole thing is in training. We're stepping up our training. We don't just want to be, because it's numbers, the leader as a veterans organization, the most trained veterans organization in this topic of suicide. But we want to save lives and change lives. But that mission is that we're gonna be comfortable in asking those tough questions. You know, do you have suicidal ideations? Do you feel like you want to hurt yourself or harm yourself? Some people are very that's very uncomfortable to ask those questions, and people will be like, "Oh, that's family issue. We don't want to get involved in those things." But that could mean the difference between life and death. And then the follow-up is to listen, to care. A lot of people were so busy just, you know, doing our own thing and go to point A to point B. You know, and I know our listeners are out there as well. We have to bring our kids to this ball game and that sporting event, and we have to do this and that. And sometimes we get so busy that the people right in front of us, we don't observe enough and be aware of
Yeah, well, this
somebody
is
that
it.
might be isolated. Yeah,
Yeah, you're
exactly.
dead right,
So.
because the men and women who served alongside these heroes, I mean, they bear witness to the price that was paid for our freedom. So for family
Yeah.
members and close friends of those who made the ultimate sacrifice, they see, they can hear, they know others, and you're asking them to look, just look out a little more. Ask,
Right.
right?
Yes. Ask. Follow that with listening, and then we reach out. You know, so in crisis, Mark, if it's a crisis issue, and it's, you know, because this is our part of our training, what would happen if they said yes? Now what do you do? And so then we're not trained to be mental health experts. Just like you with the great intro that you did, we don't want to be the Legion Counselor of the Year type thing, but we want to be able to know the resources. And one of them in crisis is this, that suicide hotline, 988, 988. And then we dial one if it's, we're honing in on a veteran issue here, right? So be aware of those types of resources that we do have, to know that we can be a difference between life and death.
Right, so it's 988, pretty simple. 988
Yes.
extension 1. That's not too hard to remember. So let's say people that, didn't serve, how can they input what they would like to do for the American Legion? Where can people find out more about the Legion for starters?
Yeah, so simply go to legion.org and you can learn more about our organization as a whole. But then if you want to just hone in on the suicide prevention issue, we do have the website for that is betheone.org. And people can also log into a training as well. We're partnering with Columbia University. This is something that we did in the past when we dealt with Agent Orange. And they highlighted the risks and all the things that they had links between deadly diseases and that type of seriousness with Agent Orange. So now we partnered with them. So hopefully, as Agent Orange and those things got made into law for helping, hopefully now we can learn more about suicide prevention. And again, change lives and save lives through them as well.
So many good things the Legion is involved
Yeah.
in and does. We don't have time to go through them all now, but if you go to betheone.org, www.betheone.org, you can see a lot of things, improving military, congressional passage of legislation they're involved in very heavily, eliminating the disabled veterans tax, just three of many, many areas that the Legion does fabulous work in. All right, well, tomorrow is another
Absolutely.
day, and we shall pray. Never forget, never ever forget what they did for us. And let's try and help these vets, ladies and gentlemen. Do the best you can. Be the one.org. As you say, Commander, final words.
Yes, we're here to save lives and change lives. And again, join us if you can. We'd love to have you as a part of our family. Whether you're a vet, whether you're part of our auxiliary or a son, join the family. Join the family and let's save lives.
Wonderful. Thank you again, sir. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you,
Commander,
Mark.
I lost my dad in the war, buddy, so I know. I know. Thank
Yes.
you.
Yes.
Commander Daniel J. Seehafer, American Legion National Commander.